This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A stretch run in the NFL's fun. Last four games, and we know a lot about what's going on in the last four games. We know a lot about the teams now. We've seen their playing personalities. We've seen what these teams are and they aren't. And Anthony, I thought it would be fun. We didn't do this at the halfway point of the season like I usually do. I thought it'd be fun to get out my sheet and look at how wrong I was.
Take a look at your predictions.
Yeah, and when I looked at my sheet the other day, I honestly wanted to pass out at how ridiculously bad it was for the most part. Let me give you this, folks. If you didn't remember, and I like to do this, that way you're never going to be all right all the time, so share some of your opinions and then go back and revisit your opinions and let people know, okay, sometimes I'm really bad too. With my picks this year, I'm sort of like the Derek Jeter of pickers. Because do you remember the team I had as the number one seed, Anthony? Now, part of the reason is their quarterback got hurt. But I had the Green Bay Packers, who are now 6-6. I don't think with Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers would be 10-2 and have that top seed in the NFC. But I had the Green Bay Packers at 1. I had the Seattle Seahawks at 2. Seattle at 8-4. Not terrible. And Seattle has a chance to still end up maybe, I think the 3 seed would be the high water mark that team could do. But they could most certainly win their division. Packers aren't going to win theirs. Seahawks have a good chance to win theirs because they've already beaten the Rams once and they get them next weekend in Seattle. Then I had the Falcons winning their division. Now the Falcons can, if they win their last 3 games, which is far from a improbability, they have to play Tampa Bay on the road on Monday Night Football next week. They then got to play New Orleans in New Orleans on Christmas Eve. That's a brutal game. Brutal day to be playing a brutal game. And then they come home and play Carolina. If the Falcons sweep those 3, they win the division. So I won't feel that bad about that. And the Falcons right now at 8-5, the 3 seed also looks like their high watermark. I wouldn't expect them to be able to pass the Eagles or the Vikings to be able to get one of those 2 spots there. So I don't see them higher than 3. And then I had the Giants. Okay, that was horrible. The Giants pick was horrible. Then I had the Bucks making the playoffs as a wild card, the 5 seed. And then I had the foresight to see the Philadelphia Eagles coming when nobody else did. And I had the Eagles, but I had them as a 6 seed. So it's not like I expected anything close to the 10-2 that they are. In the AFC, I feel a lot better. A lot better. Because my number 1 and 2 seeds were pretty easy, and they are. Steelers are 1 now, and Patriots are 2. Before the year, I had the Patriots 1, I had the Steelers 2. So that looks good, and that looks pretty safe. I had Tennessee winning their division. They're the 3 seed right now. Now I had Oakland winning their division, which still could very well happen. I could get all 4 right there. Then I had the Chiefs as the 5 seed and the Ravens as the 6 seed. Ravens are currently the 6 seed. The AFC, I did really well. But the NFC, it looks horrendous. Now, the Aaron Rodgers injury has a lot to do with it. A lot to do with it. But we know a lot about the stretch run right now. And here's where I would like to warn some fans today. If you're a fan of the Detroit Lions, the Green Bay Packers, or the Dallas Cowboys, lose, say goodnight. Lose today, say goodnight. And it's something that I'm not hearing a lot of the NFL analysts talk about. The Atlanta Falcons are 8-5. They've already put a win on the board this week. They won Thursday night in miracle fashion because Dan Quinn was horrendous coaching that game on Thursday night, but somehow they beat the Saints. Atlanta's got that 8-5 mark posted right now. If the Lions, Packers, Cowboys lose, guys, season's over. Your season is over. I'm hearing people saying, well, 9-7 could still sneak in. No, it can't. Not for you. Only if you assume that the Falcons won't win one of their last three remaining games. Because the Atlanta Falcons, if they can get that ninth win, the Lions, Packers, and Cowboys all got to get to 10. Because the Falcons have already beaten the Lions, the Packers, and the Cowboys. So, season is over. How about them Cowboys? One loss, it's over. Green Bay, one loss, it's over. Lions, you're done. One loss. Because Atlanta has the tiebreaker over all three of them. Atlanta wins one game. They're 9-7. 9-7. And there ain't any way that the Cowboys, the Packers, the Lions are doing anything about sweeping their last four games. So today is elimination day. In fact, there's a really good chance we could have seven, maybe eight teams alive for the six NFC playoff spots at the end of today. We might have seven teams for six spots. So watch the Lions, the Packers, and the Cowboys. And if they lose, realize they're dead on arrival. No matter what you hear on the shows that just don't even look at these things, the Falcons have the tiebreaker over all of them. And unless you feel the Falcons are going to lose their last three games, which, by the way, they're not, and there's nothing about them that says they will. Now, there's nothing about them that says they're going to win their last three either to go 11-5. But today's elimination day. So no talk about, well, when Zeke gets back, no. Won't matter about Zeke getting back. Lose a game today, it's not going to matter with Zeke coming back. Now, for the Cowboys, playing the Giants, you don't have to worry. You shouldn't. Let's just say you shouldn't have to worry. Shouldn't just make that grand assumption there. You shouldn't have to worry. The Lions at the Buccaneers, I'd worry. I'd worry about that just because the Lions are the Lions. And for the Packers at the Browns, I don't know why I find this to be an intriguing game. I don't know why I find this to be some sort of a game that potentially jumps out at me as a watch this one closely. Can't wait to see it. Can't wait to see Elimination Day in the NFC. It's the way it's coming about.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.